Hebrews chapter 7, verses 25 through 27, these are God's words. Therefore, he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. For such a high priest was fitting for us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and has become higher than the heavens, who does not need daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifices, first for his own sins, and then for the people's. For this he did once for all, when he offered up himself. So far the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. Because of the way people use the word salvation or saving in the churches is a little more narrow, a little more specific usually than the way it is often used in the Bible. It might surprise you, my dear children, to know that you and I still need saving. We still need salvation. Yes, justification is an act of God's free grace. When God declares us righteous, we are counted as righteous before him for the sake of Jesus' righteousness and sacrifice alone. And adoption is an act of God's free grace, where in Jesus we are received into the number and have a right to all the privileges of the sons of God. It happens once, that moment that you, by the Spirit, working in you, giving you faith, making you alive and giving you faith, you believe in Christ immediately. You are as right with God and as adopted as his child as you ever will be, even in the new heavens and the new earth. You will not be more right with God then. You will not be more adopted then. You're already that right with him now. And you're already that adopted now. But there is more left for our salvation. Because without holiness, we will not see the Lord. And we do not know yet what we will look like, but we know that when he appears, we will be like him because we will see him as he is. And, as we have just prayed earlier, he creates us new in Christ Jesus. By grace we are saved through faith, not of ourselves, lest we should boast. For we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus to do what? For good works, which he prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. So these good works and this growing in grace, being made more and more like Jesus, being enabled, renewed in the whole man, and enabled more and more to die unto sin and to live unto righteousness is called sanctification. That's part of our being saved. And when we are at last, at our death, made perfect in holiness, and immediately pass into glory, that is part of our glorification. And our bodies rest in the grave until when? Until the resurrection. And the resurrection of the body is also part of our glorification. Those are things that are also part of our salvation. That's why Romans 13, the apostle tells the believers in the church in Rome that their salvation is nearer to them at the time that they receive his letter and read it than when they first believed. And our salvation is nearer to us than when we first began this family worship. And God has been graciously working by his word and prayer, and even our singing, as we trust from what he says, he has been graciously working even since we began our worship time right now in bringing us nearer to and giving us more of our salvation in Jesus Christ. Therefore, our scripture starts, therefore he is also able to save to the uttermost. What good news, because I don't always feel like I'm being enabled more and more to die unto sin. Often, I feel like I am like a dog returning to its vomit, and I keep doing the things that I hate, and I keep failing to do the good things that I want to do, the righteousness that I love. And so I don't feel often like I am more and more enabled to live unto righteousness either. So what can be done for me? Well, salvation in our sanctification is in the same one in whom that part of our salvation, which was our justification and our adoption. He is able to save us to the uttermost. Two reasons why he can keep on doing everything that is necessary as part of our salvation. One, because he's never going to die again. He always lives. And two, because he always, not only does he have this forever power and forever life, but he has this continual intercession. He always lives to intercede. He always lives to be our representative, the one for whose sake God does all good things for us, the one in whom we are before God. We are represented in him. We are in him before God. And he doesn't need to keep offering sacrifices. So not only is his life forever and completely, infinitely powerful, but also his sacrifice for us is completely sufficient. No more blood has to be shed. No more guilt has to be removed. No more favor of God has to be earned or turned upon us. We are completely cleansed, completely atoned for, completely God's wrath is completely turned away, propitiated for us. And so the cleansing work that needs to be done in us, Jesus has an eternal life. He will never stop living. He always lives. Infinite power. His always living is to intercede for us and is an effective intercession because his sacrifice is completely sufficient. So we can look at the cross, we can look at the empty tomb, we can know that after purging our sins, after atoning for our sins and cleansing away our guilt, he sat down at the right hand of majesty where he intercedes for us even now. And because of who Jesus is and all of these perfections about him, we know that all of these parts of our salvation that are yet to be completed, he will absolutely do. Because he always, he is able to save us to the uttermost because he always lives to intercede for us on the basis of his once for all sacrifice. It didn't need to be repeated because it was completely sufficient. So we can be confident that he who has begun a good work in us will bring it to completion in the day of Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for this portion of your word and the confidence that it gives us when we look to Christ in our day-to-day lives. We pray that as we try more and more to die unto sin and to live unto righteousness, that your Holy Spirit would remind us of this portion of Scripture and turn us to Christ, remind us of his resurrection life, of where he is right now, at the right hand of majesty and what he is doing there, interceding for us, and on the basis, what is the basis of his intercession, his once for all, perfectly complete and sufficient, abundant sacrifice. So we pray that you would make us more and more mindful of Christ, as you continue to work in us and enable us, to work. In those good works that you prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. Do this, I pray, for each of us in this family. We ask it in Jesus' name. Your children here say,
Amen.
Amen.